Well, Father Bill Bruning here in Topeka at Mother Teresa has kind of become the unofficial social coordinator of the priests of Topeka. His rectory is always open for gatherings amongst the priests, and we like to go there. And particularly, we have our board games and our card games that we play. And the other night, we had a number of the priests gathered over at Father Bill's. He'd gotten a new game. It's an old game, actually, called Risk. And he has a new fancy version of it. But the basic version of the game is you've got a map of the world, and each player gets so many armies, and you place your armies somewhere in the world, and the idea of the game is to attack all the other players until you take over the whole world. And the player that takes over the whole world wins. Well, we were playing the other night, and there were five of us, and I was the last one that got to place my little armies. So I got stuck with Asia. Asia is this huge, massive continent that has so many borders that it can almost never be defended. So the whole game, I got Father Brian in North America that's trying to come across from Alaska and attack me. The whole game. But then on my south, I can't worry about Father Brian because on my south I got Father Tom Aduri, who's coming at me from Kamchatka in Southeast Asia and from Australia, and he wants to take over my whole southern border. And there was never peace the whole game because Father Brian and Father Tom are constantly stressing me on my borders. And I just had to fight one battle and the next. And I ended up losing. And Father Chris Rossman took over the whole world. It was a rather demoralizing game. But as I was looking at our readings today, I thought about that. See, the prophet Isaiah is describing a situation very similar that Israel had in their days. You see, Israel, their great arch rival and nemesis was the land of Edom to the southeast, kind of the southeast border, the parched dry land to the south of the Dead Sea. In our first reading today, Isaiah says, "The desert, the parched land will exult, and the steppe will rejoice and bloom." Now, we might think that those are just kind of generic regions. But in fact, the steppe, the word in Hebrew there is the Arabah. The Arabah is actually a specific region south of the Dead Sea that was the land of Edom. Likewise, the desert, the parched land, all refer to the neighboring land of Edom. And the reason why Isaiah is able to be so happy and joyful in the reading is because these areas in the preceding chapter, God has described how he is going to destroy Edom. Edom will finally have its day of reckoning. You think about it, Edom was kind of this great nemesis in which there was always tension on the southeast border. Kind of like I could never have peace in my game of Risk. That's how Edom was against Israel. There wasn't really a fixed border between Israel and Edom. So there was always, you know, whoever had the upper hand, they would be taking over the other person. And then it would swing back the other way. And it was just always conflict. Isaiah, today in our reading, prophesies a day when the conflict will be over. He says, "The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe, the Arabah, Edom, will no longer be just a dry wilderness. It will rejoice and bloom." Because see, the truth is that the land of Edom, although it was normally dry, the land there was actually very fertile. If there could ever just be some rain, there could be fertile land and you could graze crops and animals there. And it was actually not a bad place if it could get some water. But it rarely did. But Isaiah is prophesying a day when there will be water. It says the glory of Lebanon will be given them. Lebanon was known for its lush forest of cedars. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. These are coastal regions on the sea that receive lots of water and they're beautiful with flowers and fragrance and fields. Isaiah says all this will be given to Israel. Its enemy Edom will be vanquished. There will be peace. And we have this beautiful description of the beauty of that otherwise dry land. He says, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication." Notice that it's not Israel that is going to defeat Edom. Ultimately, it's God. You see, the great kind of nail in the coffin with Edom was that when the Babylonians came over to take over Israel, Edom joined with them. And actually helped send Israel into exile. So these were not friendly terms. But God says, "I will come with vindication. I will take care of Edom." And he does. It's in this context that we read the prophet Isaiah today. But what about us? Is there good news here for us? I think so. Much as I had that feeling of kind of unrest, the whole game of Risk, because there was all this tension on my borders. What's the tension on our borders and our life? No doubt there are many external kind of tensions that get in and frustrate us that we feel like we need relief from so we can have some peace. But I think our greatest source of tension, constant battle, is within ourselves. We can all look and name those battles that go on within us, our own sinfulness. We feel like we get a little bit under control, and then it just seems to rush back on us. And we wonder, gosh, will I ever be free from these sins, from these tendencies toward things that are not good? We want to be good, but there seems to be so much struggle, constantly trying to push back the borders only to have them cave in again. We want peace. How do we get that peace that Isaiah speaks so beautifully about? Well, I think the answer there has to be that we are not going to win and conquer this battle just on our own. We need help. We need God to come and be our vindicator. And that's exactly what he wants to do for us in the sacrament of penance. God says, I will come and attack and vanquish your enemies. You don't have to fight the battle of sin alone. Come to confession. You know, this week coming up, we have penance services starting tonight, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Every night, the churches in Topeka have a penance service at a different place. Look in the bulletin. Find one of those dates if you haven't been to confession in a while. If you feel this tension always, let it go this Advent. Allow God to come in and be your vindicator. God promised through Isaiah that Israel would have peace. You know, the other thing that Edom did to Israel was they cut off the pilgrimage routes for people to go up and worship God in Jerusalem. So that's why Isaiah prophesies that the blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear. These are all the people who would be in the pilgrimage to go up to Jerusalem. With Edom out of the way, the ability of God's people to pilgrimage to Jerusalem and go up and worship would return. The same is true of us. Our sins keep us from worshiping God to the fullest amount that he wants. We can't truly give God everything we are and love him if at the same time we're fearful because of our sins, that we don't feel we're in right relationship with God. We can't be in union with him. It's as if Edom has blocked off the pilgrimage route to God. To that, God also says he will come with vindication. Confession returns us to the full beauty of the celebration of the Eucharist. Maybe you're in a particular situation that your sins keep you from receiving the Eucharist. Let this Advent be a time that you hear God's voice saying, do not be afraid. Come up. Be free. I think in many ways, if we look at our lives, maybe we can see that maybe sin has blinded us a little to the beauty of our own goodness and the beauty of those around us. Maybe sin has crippled us. We're like those lame that can't fully get up and go. We feel weighed down. Maybe we feel like we're deaf. We can't hear the goodness of God. To all that, Isaiah says, as is reported to John the Baptist through the words of Jesus, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the poor have the good news preached to them. Today, the good news for us is that God comes with vindication. In the sacrament of confession, he wants to wipe out our enemies, the sinfulness, the enemy, the devil, who constantly wants to be at our borders telling us we're no good. God comes. So this week, or sometime this Advent, let's be free. Let's allow God to vanquish Edom from our lives. Then we will have good reason to make Gaudete our song, to rejoice in the Lord always. God brings us that freedom. Let us say yes to God and then rejoice.